Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make some shoes. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition, episode 2 of All Barbs Radio, starring Miss Nikki Barbs and the Boss Barb Angel herself. What's going on, ladies? How are we doing today?
Hey, what's up? It's me. I'm How's Your Head Game, a.k.a. Nikki Barbs.
And it's Angel, a.k.a. Boss Barb at Angel Love Tweet.
And all that good stuff. So once again, thank you for tuning in to All Barbs Radio. We'll be here until about, 10 o'clock. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. And we got a lot of, we got some new music to cover. We got stuff to talk about, And we just got a whole bunch of good stuff going on tonight. One thing I do want to get out the way is just I got to send condolences to the family of Donna Summer. She passed this morning. And most of our listeners don't know who Donna Summer is, but Donna Summer was a pioneer in the whole disco era, paving the way for the stuff we know as R&B and the pop R&B and things like that. So definitely got to send a rest in peace.
Yes, most definitely. I grew up on Donna Summers coming up. You know, my family, my grandfather, my grandmother, they used to play them all the time in my basement. And it's just sad to hear. And she wasn't that old either, And come to find out, her daughter, you put me on, her daughter is actually, if any of my listeners watch My Wife and Kids, if you're familiar with Junior, the son, his girlfriend, baby mother, that's her daughter. So, yeah, definitely, sorry for the loss, and moment of silence definitely given.
Most definitely. And also, the chat room is open, so for everyone tuning in via computer, just scroll down to the bottom left end of the page under the pictures of the lovely host, and you'll see the chat room formula in it, things of that nature. So don't be afraid to send your shout-outs, your questions, things of that nature that way. Also, something we've just got to go over because it's getting hot outside. and people already started wilding. The do's
yes,
and don'ts of fashion for him and her for the year 2012.
I actually have to elaborate on that. The fashion for this year is catchy. I actually like the trends. You know, actually, I'm always in love with the summer lines more than the fall lines of clothing. You know, and it is some definitely hot clothes out here, but it's all about how you put it together. You know, colors do have a scheme to them. I mean, at one point, there was a non-matching fad and nobody was matching, but I'm definitely have to be able to put things together because you can't come outside looking like a don't, and if you happen to cross me,
Your picture will be on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram in a matter of seconds.
Yes.
Because, you know, hell, I do it too because some of the things, like, I'll see, it's crazy. Like, yo, me personally, I'm not big on feet, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be the cleanest feet in the world. Just keep them away from me. But, you know, y'all ladies, I like to throw on the spaghetti strap shoes and the flip-flops, the open-toe shoes, and all that good stuff. And y'all totally looking real jacked up. You know, y'all might have the thick toenail or the bunion or something going on. And
I definitely understand what you're talking about with that, Black. I already cut you off. And it's not called spaghetti strap sandals. It's definitely, like, just strap sandals. No spaghetti.
Fine. Whatever y'all call this shit, and you know what I'm talking about when you see the girls on the train or on the bus or walking down the strip with the busted feet and they think they cute rocking sandals and stuff.
I just would like, you know, for those who put on sandals and stuff like that, I would like for them to just have their toes done. That's it. Just if you're gonna wear sandals, have your toes done.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you rock sandals, have your toes done. And I'm getting sick and tired of seeing chicks. They'll have a t-shirt on, some tights, and fucking Uggs, and it's 70 degrees outside.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I really don't, because, I mean, you're cool from top to midsection, and when you get down to the bottom, you're definitely hot. So I don't see how you were trying to stay cool with Ugg boots on your ankles, all that insulation. I don't get it, but, I mean, hey, shout out to you ladies that do that. I mean, just don't come
up. No shout outs.
We got to shout out to people that do it anyway because they're going to do what they want to do. But, I mean, if you come across me or you or anybody from our side, it's considered a don't, a fashion don't. So
you're getting clowned. Like, point blank, period. Because the shit is stupid, and also, I even got one for the fellas. Fellas, like, you know, it's getting hot outside. You want to show off your new tattoos, shit like that. But if you're going to be out, you know, because I got sisters in the Navy telling me this shit. If you're going to be out, you know, at least make sure your hair is looking right, you know, and you ain't got a mustard stain on your white beater.
Mm.
You want to go out and talk to a girl and shit.
That's definitely not a good look. I mean, overall, I want to hear what Boss Barbs has to say about the fashion dudes in 2012. You know, I want to hear what she has to say as far as females and males.
Definitely for the ladies, waxing is a must. You can't have on the sleeveless and the booty shorts and looking like a forest is growing out of your under your armpits and on your legs. Like, that's definitely a no-no. And then the guys with the, I want to wear the dreads, but they look like cords because they're not twisted. That's definitely a do not. Or the little mini braids that come up to, like, their hairline. Just get a haircut. Like, stop embarrassing yourself. And the beads. Guys, please stop wearing beads at the end of your hair. Like, I just don't know where that came from. But please see that up to the 12-year-old little girls and the 5-year-old little girls.
The
whole little thing with the socks and the sandals, not liking it.
But in class, guys, they do it in New York. Like, let me tell you, you from Brooklyn, New York, so I'm pretty sure, like,
I see it. But, yeah, we got someone with their hands up, so we got to call the last four digits, 2305. You're live and direct on All Bars Radio with Nicky Barbs and the Boss Barbs in the building. Who's this?
Yo, this is Pro Dillinger the Don, man. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Pro?
How you doing, man? Hey, what's good, man? Just out here, man, spending the time, man, getting this paper up, man. Y'all clowning right now.
We're clowning, but hey, I mean, I'm pretty sure you see niggas out in the street and you was like, yo, man, what the fuck he got on? Fucking it up for the
listen,
rest of us.
Listen, let
me tell
you. Hold on, let me weigh in on the situation. I am from Haverstraw. Hold on, I'm from Haverstraw, New York, Rockland County,
mm-hmm.
New York. You know what I'm saying? And out here is wild Dominicans and Puerto Ricans, and all day that's all I see is Chinese slippers. You know what I'm saying? With socks on. You know what I mean? The motherfucking what you got? Like the Nike sandals and all that. You know what I'm saying? And you got some. You know, it's a lot of wild shit going on out here with these Latin American people. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of making me feel some kind of way. You know. So I feel where y'all coming from the most high, you know what I'm saying? But I just called in to show some love to my nigga Brooklyn Black, you know what I'm saying? And the show, you know what I mean, all together, man. It's Pro Dillinger the Don, Greedy Like Music, you know what I mean? I'm out here tonight. Matter of fact, out here tonight, man, in Haverstraw, New York, man, Rockland County. We out here shooting a video for my new single. It's called Long Nights. We all out here on Division Street. I got like 50 niggas with me. We popping bottles and all that. So if anybody is in the area... Anybody in the area want to take part, you know what I'm saying, come through, knock on, you know what I'm saying, niggas is out here, you know what I mean?
That's
yes, come
on
down. We're going to get to some Pro Dillinger a little later. So, most definitely shout out to Three Life Music. If you guys out there in the area, definitely hit up Division Street.
Yeah,
and
that's
get
what
up,
it
get
is.
Get up on the video.
That's what it is, man. Thank y'all, man. I appreciate it, man. Follow me at Pro Dillinger, man, on Twitter, at Pro Dillinger.
We got you. I'm following now. All right.
All right, man. Appreciate
it,
man.
Good,
what's up?
All right,
bro.
All right.
What's up, man?
Yo, I love when Susie got off. He's like, yo, what's up, man? He just went right to the next. That's what's up.
That is. I love it. I love it.
Let's get to the next one. 3543, you're live and direct on All Bars Radio. Let people know who you are, where you're calling from. Excuse me.
Hey, this is Carlos from Virginia again. I was calling back, checking in.
Hey,
okay,
how are you?
I'm fine.
Sean?
Yeah, it's him.
Okay.
Hey,
you got your tracks?
I'm a little mad that y'all going in on the socks and the sandals though, because I do that.
So stop doing that shit.
it's like a sports thing though, because I play basketball and football. You know, you had a long game or a long practice. Now, I mean, you just want to get out your cleats or your basketball shoes. You just throw some sandals on. Now, I mean, just like
that's different. But we talk about people who go pool shopping and be walking off their block and go about their day with socks and sandals on, like they got kicks on and shit. This guy got a Nike check on it, dude.
So I wear that to class. My sandals and the socks. I ain't even gonna lie. I'll be walking around campus with the sandals and the socks.
Right,
can
so
I say
shit.
Something? Can I interject? I'm sorry to cut you off. Carlos, I mean, you want to use sport as an excuse, you know, as far as wearing the things with the socks, but it doesn't go together. It doesn't look as appealing as if you were to have your socks off and the sandals, because, like, sandals are supposed to be placed with no socks, like, for your feet to breathe, get some air outside of a sneaker, you know? So, I mean, if you do that, I'm pretty sure. I just don't like it, Carlos. I don't understand it. But, I mean, if you do what you do it, you know, hopefully you just don't run across anybody from my staff because you might get Instagram this
night. I'll make sure I stay with me out. Yeah, I want to be on there.
All right, Carlos, keep rocking with us. We're going to get to your music in a little bit, all right?
All right, all day.
And you guys know I've been doing this for a while. When I see a number and I already know who it is, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Roxy Blue's in the building. What's going on, man?
What's good, Brooklyn?
Hey, Rocky. Hey, Rocky.
Hey, boo-boo. I'm mad you put me on spotlight like that. I was going to come in here incognito, you know?
Nah, you can do that incognito.
He just blew me up. The comment about the whole socks and flip-flop sandals, whatever the case may be. I mean, as long as the nigga doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, hands on his BI, I don't see anything wrong with it. But what I do have a problem with is a bitch in the club with flip flops. Like, that's.
Wait, so Roxy, so if a dude, like, say you just walk in a strip club and some dude come up to you with socks and Nike sandals on trying to talk to you, you gonna give him the number?
I mean, if his smile is very charming and he look like he's doing something with himself and he has health insurance, I'm down. It's nothing wrong with
that.
Oh, my
God.
Health insurance.
That health insurance. I'm weak. I want to scream right now on the radio.
Like, it's all good, because it's niggas out there rocking a $150 pair of shoes and don't even have Medicaid. Like, you know, it's crazy out here. It's really crazy.
And you ain't lying, you know, you ain't lying about that, but still, it's got to be a certain way of how you come out.
I mean, as long as his socks are clean and, you know what I'm saying, he look like he handling his business. Like, sometimes it's, like, niggas be chill. You'll be surprised, like, people think, like, I'm the most stuck-up person or whatever the case may be, but I actually like a dude that rock a V-neck and some sweats. Like, I'm cool with that. I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not with the whole flashiness and all that. Like, I look past that. It's just a fact. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing serious.
I mean, I just don't like it, Rocky, and you know me personally, and you know I'm so quick to talk. I mean, not to talk shit, but just so you know, because I'm pretty sure when I walk by someone, they're quick to prejudge me or to comment on me if they're referring to whoever they're walking with about me, you know what I'm saying? But you know that we do all of this side chit chatter, and I think it looks so tacky. Like, and then they wear the socks that come all the way up to your kneecap. I don't have the tune socks.
I don't think they do that. I'm pretty sure it, like, I haven't seen no guy do that to, like, go out to dinner or nothing like that. But just to be, like, walk around the hood or whatever case may be, run to the store, like, it's good. But I've never seen, like, some nigga in the club with, you know, flip-flops and freaking ankle socks. And I'm from the South, so I'm used to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of common down there. But, you know what I'm saying?
Where are you from, though? Which part of the South are you from?
I'm from Miami.
Stand up.
So that's what they do. So you yourself, you're kind of accustomed, you're used to that.
You're right.
The dudes walk around in flip flops because it's all beach and shit over there. Like, you know, so you're used to that. And that's cool. But, you know, us city folk, you know, we see that. We're like, yo, what the fuck? Why are you outside like that?
I don't know. But, you know, I'm checking in the radio. I'll be here.
That's what I'm
all
about.
Thank
you.
All right. Thank you, Roxy. Oh,
no problem.
Before you get off, Roxy, I want everybody to know that the song that opened up the show, my show, that was definitely this lady on the line right now at Roxy. That was her. I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs. Waiting for her to shoot a video to it so I can be in it, getting it in. But yes, Roxy Blue always opens up my show.
That's definitely got to be an all Barb's movement. It's going to be real raunchy, I guess you could say. But it's going to
be
productive,
raunchy.
But it's going to be a little raunchy. So we're going to have to find a few sexy guys. We got to, you know, find a few to play the leading dudes in that, because that song right there is just so on, like, a whole nother level.
So can I be in the video wearing Nike sandals and socks?
No, it's not happening.
It's definitely not happening.
You're either gonna be fully clothed from head to toe or naked. So other than that, you're not coming to no video shoot, no flip flops. Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Miss Roxy.
All right.
Well, later.
Let's get to the next caller. Last 4-4-5-8-4. You're live and direct on All Bars Radio. Who's this? Where you calling from?
This Sal from Southside. I want to hear. I thought you should know, but my nigga Mike D.
Okay, come
Hi.
Through with a request already,
all right.
Now, you said you're from Southside of what?
Yeah, I'm from Southside, from Richmond, VA,
804. Okay, big shout-out to VA. Shout-out to VA, holding
definitely.
It down.
Definitely.
All right, we'll definitely get to that in a little bit. Keep rocking, and we definitely going to play that and get into some more stuff, and you'll be listening to the ladies of All Bars Radio. You know, what more could you want? You know what I mean?
Good money.
All right, keep rocking.
Good money.
Damn, y'all got the lines lit up. People going in about these flip flops and sandals things, man. Last four. 6354. You're live on All Bars Radio. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Choice of Homestead Radio calling from Maryland. What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey,
how you doing?
How are you? I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. This is Nikki Barbs, and Miss Boss Barbs is on the line too. Boss Barbs, where you at?
I'm right here, honey. Hi.
I'm sorry. Oh. I got a lot of going on over here right now.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm
sorry?
I said you are a woman, you are a mother, it's cool. We all have things going on and I'm not going all day, every day. Yes.
But I was just calling in to show love and whatnot, to the show. I had a lot of hosts call my show last night, so I'm trying to keep everybody in line and make sure that I call everybody back and show love to all the hosts that called me. So.
Okay, well, what you doing? You know, you can get the promo, get the shout-out out, you know, put your plug in.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said you could put your plug in, give your shout-out, you know, big up your show. You can do that.
Oh, I mean, blogtalkradio.com/hometeamradio. I'm on every Wednesday and Thursday from 10 to 12, and then we have other hosts that are on Mondays from, I don't remember their times, I'm sorry. But check me out, your girl Twinkle, on Home Team Radio. I'm also on Underworld Radio on Tuesday nights, also from 10 to 12. So.
Okay, she's a little busy person over there. That's what's
yes,
up.
Yes, she is. I respect it. Thank you so much. And, you know, good luck to everything that you're doing. You know, we do what we do, so I'm pretty sure you know how it is. And just good luck to everything that you're doing. And I'm definitely a supporter, and as long as you keep supporting me, everything is cool.
Oh, of course, of course.
Thank you for letting me get on.
I'm gonna try to give a call back in after I get my clan settled down.
Good. Okay. Cool. I'll definitely be looking forward to if you can give us a call back.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
I already know it's All Bars Radio 347-857-4302. We talking fashion do's and don'ts. What you don't want to see on the opposite sex. You know,
yes.
We're gonna take a quick little intermission, pay some bills, and since it was requested, live and direct on your airwaves, this is Mike D. What I thought you should know. You know, let us know what you think about it. And after that, we're gonna get to some Carlos Rashad music. So hang tight, and we'll be right back. Yurt.
Looking good, I saw you looking at me. I'm thinking that I should come over, get a dance. Then leave with your number. The way you did it on me really made me wonder if you had a man and if you would approve every single thing that I'm doing to you. But that would be his issue, he would have to miss you. I wanna take you home and sip on some Patron. Damn, girl, you're beautiful. Even from behind, I whisper in your ear, I gotta make you mine. The DJ's on the mic, saying that it's time. So I rub you from your neck, straight down to your spine. You say, do you want me well, what you have in mind? You said, do I want you well, tell me what you like. I like your face down, ass up, pillow fine. I know you like that shit. Once I come over, you gon' get this dick. Like that shit. Once I come over, I'ma eat your shit.
I thought you should know that when I come over, girl, you want my drink and I don't wanna be sober. It's on, baby, it's on. So we can skip the pleasantries and head straight to the bed. Girl, I give amazing dick and eat that pussy well. It's on, baby, it's on. I thought you should know. Yeah, I thought you should know. Yeah, I thought you should know.
She called me the next day and told me
you should come over. She said you can't come over if you really want some, but I just don't want some. I want the whole thing. You told me you're a singer, well I wanna hear you sing. Work on your vibrato, see how far you ring. Said are you gon' let me? Said baby do your thing. You said baby come over. Said girl I'm coming over. I said I'm gon' make you come. I'm gon' give you some. Oh. Yeah, yeah, and then I'ma take you on this mic D-Day, show you things my way, start off with some foreplay, then we start the gunplay. I know you like that shit, now let me start that shit.
I thought you should know, when I come over, girl you want my drink and I don't wanna be sober. It's on, baby it's on. So we could skip the pleasantries and head straight to the bed. Girl, I give amazing dick and eat that pussy well. It's on, baby, it's on. I thought you should know. Yeah, I thought you should know.
Hey, yo, Mike, you ain't have to do them like this.
Yeah.
Nice in the building. Baby girl so perfect, every minute you worth it. Louis Gucci, Gucci, Dooney, be comforting your purses. Got you in your mindset from the chorus to the verses. Give you just what you want, cause baby you deserve it. I thought you should know, I like the way you're moving. You stay up on your grind, you kill it how you do it. And baby girl is fine, watch her walking, peep her movements. My shorty is a dime times two win. I treat her like my drink though, I pour out, I sip slow. I got her in her Vickies, while I'm in my dick. She whisper in my ear like, daddy, can you dick me? And then I let her grind on me. Pretty Ricky.
I know you like that shit. Once I come over, you gon' get this chick. I know you like that shit. Once I come over, I'ma eat your shit.
You should let me spread them legs. Looking at that kitty make me lick my lips. Yeah, and I'ma do that shit. I might never you a mix and let me work that.
You should know that when I come over, girl, you want my drink and I don't wanna be sober.
All right, All Bars Radio. That was Mike D. Thought You Should Know. Me personally, you know, I dug the beat. It had a it was real catchy. It was definitely along that making baby music, definitely along those lines. But Miss Nikki, what did you think about that one?
I thought it was cool. You know, like I felt the same as you. So I felt that it was catchy. You know, me, I look for like I'm really big on like lyrically like content. So I'm paying attention to lyrics and words and everything like that. So I mean. You know, it's cool. You know, I believe that there's always room for improvement in anything that you do. So, it was cool. I would listen to it.
Yeah, I dug it. And actually, that was one of those joints. It really didn't need a rap.
I could have
done without the rapper. Not saying his bars weren't good. It's just that, like, on that one, like, maybe for a remix or something, but that original, like, it just could have just been strictly vocals, you know. Angel, what did you think?
I thought it was cool. I agree with Black. I think they could have did without the rapping portion. That's definitely something that I would listen to and I would go support. I'm really big on R&B, so.
Yes.
But I will say I am actually I do look forward to hearing and seeing more from Mike D. So that's definitely something we gonna have an eye out for. 347-857-4302. Let's get into this caller here. Last four digits 1262. You're live on All Bars Radio. Let you know who you are and where you're calling from. 1262. All right, moving right along. And also, and maybe it's just me, I'm getting tired of women in animal print. Like I said, maybe it's just me, but, you know, because sometimes women take it over the top. you know, still have...
When you say animal print, like, can you be, like, are we talking about zebra stripes and are we talking about cheetah print? Because I think cheetah print is very sexy. I don't believe, you know, zebra, I don't know, I just think anything cheetah print, you know, to me is sexy. I like cheetahs. I like that animal and I like the print pattern.
I don't know, but sometimes they go in and they end up putting spots with stripes together, and, you know, sometimes it's a bit overboard. You know, and I can, I can just do without the animal print altogether.
I mean, I definitely want to hear other people's response on that, because I actually like cheetah print. I mean, like, well, not all animal prints, but if I had to pick a print of an animal, I would do cheetah.
All right, well, let's
what about
see.
You,
what about you, Ms.
Boss
Barbs?
Well, I'm a fan of cheetah. The logo that I designed for the All Bars movement is cheetah print, pink lips. So I'm all for cheetah. Cheetah and pink all day. I'm not really a big fan on zebra. I think zebra makes people look fat. But that, like, you know, as long as it's like, you know, you can wear like I had tons of like leopard print pumps and stilettos and things like that. You know, you just gotta keep it a little sassy and classy at the same time. You know, you just can't have on like leggings that are, you know, cheetah print and then the pumps and then the shirt. That's kind of outrageous. But I mean, you know, as long as you blend it well and you know you bad rocking it, I don't see the problem. I'm just not a big fan of the black and white. But, you know, shout out to All Barb's logo, cheetah print, pink lips.
Cheetah print, pink lips. I like it. I can't front. I dig that slogan. Let's get to this next call. The last four digits, 2439. Do a live on All Barb's Radio. Let's know who you are, where you're calling from.
I'm calling from the Bronx. I go by the name of Ms. A.
Hi, Ms. A. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, boo?
I'm fine. You already know me over here. So what do you have to say about Fashion News and Don 2012? Because, you know, I think your fashion is cool. You're one of the – you be creating things for me. When we go out to the club, if I have a shirt on, you'll be like, come here, Nikki, come here real quick. And you'll end up, like, cutting my shirt and tying it up in the back for me and making Ed Hardy flashes in it. So what is your view on the females and men's Fashion News and Don for 2012?
As far as anything or the last two topics?
I mean, anything. You can elaborate anything. On the last two topics, but anything.
As far as the last two topics, the flip-flops and the socks, I could give it to the athletes, and that's about it.
So I'm pretty sure, Alaya, please cut it out. I'm pretty sure, like, that you've seen a female in the street, and you was like, WTF.
With you said her feet?
Not it could be her feet. It could have been like, you've seen less than females.
Yes, you got to have those feet. Don't wear nothing. Just cover them up, please. You do a service to everybody that's walking around you.
I hear that.
Or get them done. It's all up to you.
Just I mean, yeah, but if your feet is trash, why would you even want to do that to yourself?
I don't know.
Maybe it's
hot.
How your feet look? It's been a long time.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, so, I mean, the socks and sandals, I think, I mean, you say keep it for the optics. I don't even think it should just even be, like, it should just be a fad or it should be a trend. I think it should just not go together at all.
No, it shouldn't. But not right, unless you, like, are, I don't know, I guess that. I was trying to help him out.
Yo, this is so funny. All right, well.
But print is cool. It's cool. But don't match them all up in different colors and different animals.
Mm-mm.
One color. You can't have a blue cheetah with a chocolate cow.
Nah, you definitely can't have that.
Oh, my
goodness. But, I mean, yeah, maybe you get it together with the prince. You know, just definitely get it together with the prince. That's all I can really say right now. Like, oh, boy.
Right,
oh, yes,
we're doing. Wow, we got more callers we got to get to and all that. So, Mr. A, you already know, keep rocking with us. You know, your colorful commentary is something to die for, I tell you.
Wait, Miss A, before you get off, I have a message to tell you from somebody that we both know, and they just told me to tell you that you sound a little on your fat girl side right now, like you pushing like 300 pounds. This is from somebody you know, and I don't want to say her name, but you know her.
It doesn't matter who it is, and you better tell me. But shout out to everybody, actually. Shout out to Boss Barb. Shout out to Nikki Barb. Shout out to All Barb. Shout out to Big Boy Management, Sanity Girls, everybody that called from VA, Maryland. Oh, rest in peace, Donna Summers.
I'm going to tell you who said it. It was Roxy Blue, bitch.
I may be a skinny girl, but I'm a fat girl inside, and it's okay. I love myself.
And a fat little booty. Can't forget about the little fatty in the back there.
All right, let's get
some more.
All right,
last four digits, 1262. You're live on All Bars Radio. What's good?
What it is. You already know. This is Sly Biz, man. My son Mike B just came on. I fuck with that. CLB Dub, that's the team right there. Original Breadwinners. I'm the CEO. I'm rocking with Nikki Balls. This is good. What it is.
Hey, bro, how you doing?
I'm goody. That got me weak on this topic, though, with the zebras and shit.
What you got to say?
I mean, a lot of girls do that. I mean, like, the cheetah thing. I don't know about the zebra thing. They might do the hills with the zebra thing, but I fuck with the cheetah shit, honestly. Like, just don't overdo it. Like, don't have cheetah leggings on with some cheetah shoes, and nah, that's too much for me.
Let me ask you a question. So if me and you went on a date, I can't put on all cheetah from head to toe, even me being Nikki Barb?
Why you had to go that far with it? you got it. If it's you, yeah, you. I don't know about nobody else.
Hell no.
But I definitely just want to let everybody know, Fly is one of my followers. He be doing his thing, too. I actually called him. He was co-hosting last night on a Blog Talk Radio as well, and he did his damn thing, and I just wanted to give you shout-outs on that, because I know when I called in, I was talking really, really, really fast. And just thank you for showing your love, and I definitely do appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. It's already. I got another show that's coming on after this, man. So I'll probably get on that and see what it is.
Cool. But shout out to shout out to Mike D, your homeboy. Like, his music was cool, you know. Like, this is a show for feedback. Nobody's trying to hurt nobody's feelings, you know. Everything is supposed to be real in the field. But my comments on that, you know, just keep, and if that's your homie, just keep telling him to keep going and doing his thing. He has potential.
Yeah, he do, man. He got the mixtape coming soon. Y'all gonna hear that, man. A lot of shit coming up, big shit, a lot, man.
So
I'm always interested, so just hit my email with all of that.
Yeah, we definitely get it good, because we got to get some actual real live, feel-good type of R&B on these airwaves, so excuse me, most definitely.
Well, yeah, I got another artist, too. His name's Solo. He going to call in and sing live. He don't need no, yeah, he'll probably send a track in, but he'll call in and sing live for you.
Oh, shit, okay.
That's what I'm talking about on All Miles Radio.
Now, in the history of free game radio, now we've had live freestyles, we've had live spoken word, but we've never had live singing. So this is
definitely something.
That's definitely something for the history book. So if you guys are tuned in tonight, you're part of history, because no one ever sung live on the air before. So
well, you never know. Mike might do it.
You know, we'll definitely see how it goes down. But, yo, as always, good looking out for calling. Keep rocking with us. I know you got your own show to do and anything like that, so I wish you a good show.
Thanks, man. Y'all too, man. That's fun. Do y'all think?
All right, keep rocking with us, man.
Thank you.
All Barb's gets all types of love, and, you know, that's definitely a dope thing. We got to pay some bills. Exactly. We're going to get to this next joint from Carlos Rashad. This is Keep Living. And we'll see what the people think about this. And hit us up, 347-857-4302. Follow us on Twitter, pregame_radio, at How's Your Head Game, at Angel Love Tweets, at Brooklyn Black. You know, we'll definitely read your shout-outs and all that stuff on air. And if we get it going, we're here at 10 o'clock, so, you know what I'm saying, might as well cozy up, get yourself a nice Zinfandel or Merlot, or whatever the fuck you drink, and just vibe out and chill with us and, you know, get some entertainment in your life. It's all Barb Radio, and we'll be right back.
Good life. Young nigga with aspirations of thuggin'. Gina a good girl, they met up through Tommy cousin. Love at first sight? Nah, it was quite the opposite. He hit the first night, she got pregnant and he fathered it. Gina had a scholarship, now she can't accept it, so she went and found a job. Tommy can't, he got a record. Her household is hectic. Gina mama disappointed, but she never turned her back. She said her baby girl anointed. Tommy house worth. He never knew his dad. His mama owned him drugs. The streets is all he ever had. He looked up to the sky like, what the hell I'm supposed to do? I just want the hit. I ain't mean for us to reproduce. Gina second guessing on getting a baby aborted. Tommy in the streets, to him she think it's unimportant. They know they can't afford it, but something gotta give. Both scared about the future, but they want their kid to live. Yeah. Tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah, cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Ricky the biggest dealer on the block, kingpin. Devin his little brother, they got the same mother. Both got different fathers, but to them it don't matter. Ricky at the top, Devin climbing the same ladder. Dudes across town got a problem, you know how haters get. See Ricky shining, they plotting on how they taking it. So they set him up, said they got wife for the low. Long way from his hood, but Rick gon' ride for the snow. Devin wanted to go, but he already made plans, not knowing that he won't see his big brother again. Simple choice made, impacted his whole life. Ricky found dead on the corner of 39th. Devin like, damn, I should go retaliate. Rick was his right hand, but he got a baby on the way. He don't wanna see with no pops cause of rocks. Should he risk go getting shot or possibly getting locked? Nah, yeah. Tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah, cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Keisha got two kids, her baby daddy a joke. Ain't seen him in 2 years, all he wanna do is smoke. She on that single mother grind, school and work full time. Fighting the landlord cause the rent always behind. She keep pushing, but she might as well be standing still. She start hooking, that's the only way she pay her bills. She got a pimp, and that nigga named Charles. Most of his life behind bars, treat his women like dogs. He should take it, cause she just looking for love. Thinking that's the price you pay when you get involved with a thug. That nigga get wild, her and the kids, he beat him, saying that he gon' kill her if she ever try to leave him. Keisha's so confused, she knows she wanna run, but nowhere to run to, so she back at square one. Wish she had wings, she just wanna fly, but she can't, life hard, so she just wanna die. Yeah, tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live.
Yo, that was Carlos Rashad, Keep Living, and that was definitely a hot track. Like, Miss Nikki, did you like that one? Because I liked it. I dug it. Like, I'm not even going to
promise. I actually liked it. It was cool. It was really cool. I liked the way he flowed. I had a lot of my friends, my female friends, text me on my personal, and I'm like, ooh, he sounds cute. It was cool. I liked it. I'm
gonna
listen to it. What about
Miss
Boss Barge?
Let's see if we get him on the air while Miss Boss Barge gives her review.
Okay.
I actually didn't like it. It was a little depressing to me. I more so like things that are up to beat and about, positive things, living life, partying. I probably wouldn't listen to that because that would make me like want to go donate some baby diapers or something to somebody.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's your opinion, Boss Barge, and I definitely appreciate you for sharing your opinion on that, Not everybody's going to like everybody's music and stuff, so that's definitely, thank you.
I mean, big up to him, though. I'm pretty sure, he has other things that's probably something else I would listen to, but I'm just not big on, the that kind of stuff, the gun, kill, all that. I'm not really serious. That's not my music.
But, yes, we got Carlos in the building. So he can address all of your friends who thought he was keeping all that good shit. Carlos, what's good?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm just excited. Getting the air for the day on the radio, listening to your feedback.
But,
you definitely
dug it, but like Ms. Wolf said, she got a whole bunch of friends who are digging your voice and all that, so, you got to let them know how to follow you and all that.
Yeah, you follow me. Actually, I heard, y'all said y'all ain't never had nobody sing, so I was going to call in and sing, too. But, yeah, you can follow me at Carlos Rashad on Twitter. It's Carlos with K, so K-R-L-O-S. R-A-S-H-A-D, Carlos Rashad.
Cool. Thank you so much, Carlos. Again, this is Anheuser Head Game, Nikki Barnes, and I just want to appreciate and thank you for sending in your music and, having people listen and comment. Thank you.
No problem. And I dropped a freestyle yesterday to that Chief Keef I Don't Like. So, if people want to hear some more up-tempo type stuff, I heard the other host that, type of music. It's pretty understand it. I want to, have something that told a story, something with some meaning, so I kind of switched it up, but that's not the only thing I rap about, so, if you want to hear the other freestyle, you can follow me on Twitter, check that out.
Definitely will.
Definitely.
Right,
thank you.
I did want to sing, though. Y'all had to say,
yo, do your thing, man. If you got it, let's do it.
Okay. I don't know what this song is called. I heard it. It be playing at my job all the time, but I'm going to sing a little bit. There is only you. There is only me. Together with my lighthouse in this rain. You're all that I and I'm all that you need. Tonight is gonna be everyone versus you and me. Everybody versus you and me. Everybody versus you and me.
Thank you.
Look, she all smiling and shit.
I am, because I like singing. I'm an R&B chick. And I thought that was really good. I really did. Thank you, Carlos. You got me over here smiling. I really feel like that. Thank you. That was that showed your versatility. So definitely made me look at you differently now. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Most doubt. Like I said, big shout out to you, Carlos. Keep doing your thing and making the young lady smile and everything like that, and you'll have a definite bona fide long career, man.
Thank you. I'm keep tuning in. Y'all doing your thing.
All right.
Thank you, Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
347-857-4302. Let's get to this next caller. Last four digits, 8654. We'll schedule you live on All Bars Radio. Let people know who you are and where you're calling from. 8654, you're live on the air. And we lost them. I think once we get the people on the air, they'd be intimidated to talk to y'all.
I would hope not, because I don't think I have my main voice all today, you know.
I don't know. That's just, you know, what it seems like. Let's see what this next one. 8584. You are. Yeah, last part is 8584. You are live. Let you know who you are, where you're calling from. 8485.
You're on 8584, air.
8584, sorry. 8584. My bad. I be mixing numbers up. You're live on the air. All right, we'll come back to that person later. But we still got some for me, a ton more callers. So let's get into 4142. What's going on? You're live on the air with All Bars Radio. Let people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Man, it's your boy Smooth, the dude, straight out of there, Arkansas, man. Lil Rock holding it down. What's good? How's your head, gang? I see you. What's up?
Hi. How's good? I was waiting for you to call. Call me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good, Mama. I've been in the queue about 30 minutes listening to you, what y'all had going on. That's what's up. I like what y'all got going through the All Bars. Shout out to y'all,
thank
man.
You.
Love tweets. I see your pregame _radio. I see how y'all doing y'all thing, man. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Can I just say that Arkansas voice is just—I love it. I love Southern accents. So talking to all my fellas in the South, it turns me on. And I'm pretty sure y'all like a good New York accent. Like, damn.
Already, I was just gonna say your accent too. That turned me on too, mommy. I'm not even gonna lie, babe. That up north New York swag you got. I be seeing y'all pics too, though. Y'all, hey, yo,
funny.
Hey,
we bipolar.
You came on my show yesterday and you spit your little stuff real quick. I just want to let everybody know it's Smooth the Dude. That's Smooth, THADUDE. My show every Wednesday, the Smooth the Dude show. Just to spam artist networking. To speak on y'all topic, because I was retweeting some of your tweets, boo. I just want everybody to understand they mean. about the do's and don'ts. If everybody just saying they mean, you know what I'm saying? Quick.
Yes.
I mean, don't be 200 pounds with no spandex on. You know what you need to. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So definitely
listen to your means. Yeah, you know, ladies saying they mean. I mean, I ain't hate no female. They do what they do. You know, because it's all about creativity and what's in their head. You know, it might be expressed this way to one lady, but one lady is expressed another way. You know, it's all about freedom. So, you know, I respect all women and whatever they want to do, how they dress, how they carry their stuff. But just stay in your means, though. You know what not to wear, boo. So go on and take that off or put that on or keep that on. You know, do you and do fuck the haters and just keep moving and grind for the paper. So that's what I'm about to move to do. Already.
That
was
big shout out to
you for looking out on the call in, homie. Already, and I just follow everybody, all y'all that I want following, man. I'm Andrew, I'm already following you. And goddamn me, how's your head? I'm already following you. How's your head, game? I got to see it proper. Hey, I'm still in love with your name. I've been following you for all this. I've been still in love with your name. But shout out to the All Bars movement, man. Y'all catch me every Wednesday, man. We need to network,
thank
though. What's
you.
Good?
We're definitely going to network. Who already got you on my contact list, so just, you know, listen out for my tweets and all of that. I'm definitely getting with you. We're definitely going to network. So thank you again for calling in and shouting me
y'all
out.
Y'all got love. Y'all got people
love
in Arkansas, man. Y'all got love in Arkansas, man. We listening. I'm finna retweet y'all every week. Y'all got love in
retweet
Arkansas.
Retweet me.
Yes,
and keep,
big shout to Arkansas. Big shout to the South.
Yeah, Little Rock, man, we doing more than banging, man. We doing more than banging. The HBO special a couple years back. We doing more than banging, man.
Smooth, baby. I have a request. One of my good female friends that's actually tuning in right now, like they're doing, they're texting me all crazy. And I just, can you say accent one more time for me? Because that person is listening and they want to hear you say the word accent.
Well, my accent.
You like your accent, baby. Yes,
hey,
thank
come
you
on
so
to
much.
Come on to Little Rock and get full off some of this country love. You hear me?
Uh-oh, Little Rock, you heard that? Okay, definitely.
Don't worry, we have an All Bars dating game coming up real soon. So,
hey, send me the tweet.
You know, y'all can get y'all bids in and anything like that once we get that show going. And we'll definitely make the announcement and anything like that. But big shout out to Smooth the Dude. Check him out on Wednesday nights on Blog Talk Radio. You already know what it is. 347-857-4302. Let's get to this next person, 1370. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, yo, this is Mike D, y'all.
Mike D, what's going on, player?
Ain't nothing, man. I just want to start this off because y'all said y'all wanted a live singer. So I'm going to sing something live for y'all real fast, okay?
Alright.
Thank you.
Alright. I stepped in the club in your hood. I slowly turned left and there you stood. You and your friends talking. But when our eyes connect, I knew then it was just like two ways on beams. I'm your king, be my queen. What you wanna do tonight? My car is hocked out front, so let's ride. I can read your mind, babe. I know what you're thinking. God, you know, it's Mike D, man.
Oh, wow. You even took about to be a fun.
Hey, shout out to you.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about. That was singing.
Oh,
that
was
great. I can
all day.
Go ahead, Angel. Let Bronze Guy say something. Let her elaborate on that, because she was all in B head. Yeah, Angel.
Yeah, that just woke me up. So
check it out.
Please. And that's one of my favorite songs too. So
you
shout
already
out to
know.
You too. You sound good. Mm-hmm. Like,
please
shout out
follow
to
me.
You.
Follow me at MD. Let me sing to you. At MD. LET. ME. SING. The number 2. YOU.
I got you. I'm gonna add the both of y'all together. I got you on that one. Angel, I got you, boss. And I got you too, MD. So I'm gonna add the both of y'all together. Like, this is the one that blew us away.
I thank y'all for y'all comments about the song. I thank y'all for real. I mean, you understand. Thank you. I'm happy that you played it. I really
okay,
am.
You're
definitely welcome.
That was a definite hot joint, like I said. For me, it could have just been without the rap. Like, that would have been dope for a remix. But for the original, like, your shit should have just been all through it.
I mean, for real, y'all understand. The mixtape is so crazy. I can't wait to drop the mixtape. Because the first person that's going to get it is y'all. I swear to God, we're going to bang that joint. The whole joint's crazy. So y'all going to love every record, I promise.
So,
thank
you know, keep us posted. Y'all already know my Twitter, Brooklyn Black, real simple, pregame_radio. And y'all already know how's your head game, Angel Love tweets. They both got more followers than me and shit. So, y'all already know, just keep the lock, keep us posted, and we'll definitely stay supporting, stay rocking with you, and that's just how we do over here.
On All Bars Radio.
I already know what to do. Big shout out to you, and once again, thanks again for sharing with us, Mike D.
Y'all wanna hold on. I give y'all one more song if y'all want.
Oh shit.
Guys,
come on.
Real quick, guys, so we can take some more callers.
Take it down. I really wanna take it down. Show you what I'm about. Can I take it now? Your body up and down. So don't stop, go with it. Quit playing with it. Can't wait no more.
Woo!
I wanna take it down.
Oh my God.
I really wanna take it down. Take it down, yeah. I love y'all, man. Please.
Thank you.
Please
love you too.
I love y'all. Thank you.
Oh my God, we got
you're welcome.
The fucking air conditioners in the studio. We got these women here all hot and fanning.
Hot. Turn it up. Turn up the AC.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike, for just leaving
me with all of this.
Boss vibes. How did you feel about Take You Down?
Wow. You just need to send me that mention, and me and him can have that talk later.
I hear that, girl.
But he's real dope though. Like, he has a really nice voice, you know. So big up to him. Like, definitely, he just needs to go ahead and do that so we can, you know, continue to show him support and love, because he got a really nice voice. R&B is
and also too, straight out of my Facebook inbox, we got followers out of Brownsville, Tennessee, showing mad love to the All Bars movement. So big shout out to Brownsville, Tennessee, everybody out there. I see y'all. Shout out to my little greedy butt and everyone holding it down over there in Tennessee doing the damn thing.
Boss vibes. So, you know, everybody, you know, I'm always big on telling you, like, how everybody be paying attention and listening, right? So I got a text over here, like, you better stop before somebody that we both know get on you. Just
huh?
Be on you like that. I just got a text from someone that we know that knows who your secret person is in your life, and they know who that is, and they say, I got a personal text thing, you better stop before, a.k.a. say something. You know, just a little joke around. That was just a text I got just to say to you.
Oh, my God. Snitch.
Oh,
I told you this. I told you so many people who listen, people pay attention, and I'm one of the people who does it the most. So, yeah.
All I have to say is I never put anything in hiding. Everything I do is wild and crazy. Everybody knows that. Follow Angel Love tweets. So it is what it is. Like, nothing to deny.
Hey,
and
we still got more callers, more music, and we have just broken the hour mark. And once again, you are tuned in live and direct to All Bars Radio, hosted by Nikki Barbs and the Boss Barbs herself. I'm the dude in the background pushing buttons, Brooklyn Black. And it is, of course, Thursday, May the 17th, 2012. Let's get into this next caller, 8584. And for some of that person just can't get up and just can't get up on here. So 8584, I know you're listening. Do me a favor, hang up and call right back, and we'll try to get you on here. Moving on, 9198. I can't get 9198 either. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to break real quick into another Actually, we're going to get to another call of Rashad joint. This is our number one excuse, and we'll be right back.
Good life, with bad bitches. Number one goal, cash getting solo. I'm just trying to make it. Nothing handed out, so I got to take it. Rush you niggas, like I called a blitz. Try and stir the game up, nest quick. Going all out. Best trick, here to stay, I hope you get the message. My crew, realest niggas in the room, you only live once, the number one is you. I'm so drunk I can't taste it, at night we get white boy wasted, white boy wasted. Drinking like a fish, I hope that you can swim. Women hanging off my arms like a new jacket. In the telly, cut her up like Hugh Jackman. Wolverine, you know the deal. Tell your friend that she can join, so I know it's real. It's my year, living the high life. In my zone, twilight. Yeah, we on the road like new tires. Y'all niggas suck, vampires. Back away, cause the niggas still shining bright. Fuck around and get left, my niggas try and get it right. I'm double knot, you kinda tight. Bars like a Klondike. Shawty give me head, I just say get in my mind right. Fired in the sewer, this is shit like manure, bitch. Rolling in the whip, rims bigger, cooler, look at shit. My crew, realest niggas in the room. You only live once, the number one is you. I'm so drunk I can't taste it. Ain't every year, white boy wasted. White boy wasted. Ain't every year, white boy wasted. I'm so drunk I can't taste it. Ain't every year, white boy wasted. Straight shot, no ice. Drinks on the house, satellite. Cool, I'm so drunk I can't taste shit. Every night in the club, white boy wasted. Getting fucked up, hell nah, I ain't chasing. Living life fast, hell nah, I ain't pacing. Shooting for the stars, call me Big Dipper. Trying to take off like the clothes on a stripper. Only thing that matters is the color of a lizard, green. Get it, then I'm sharing with my team. If it's mono, imano, I'm going at your sling. Niggas try and block like a wide receiver screen. Could never hold me down, I'ma shine like Sheen. Never will I lose, niggas getting demolished. But they don't understand, like niggas speaking Ebonics. Till I'm going at your ass like new jeans in a wallet. My time, no excuse. Going at niggas' heads. Shampoo. Remember when my days was great, no goose, till I let the light in, sunroof.
Yeah, it's all Bob Radio, here doing the damn thing, still handling some things, some B.I. on my side. Don't worry, I would definitely be bringing the ladies back in real soon, just bear with me a couple minutes, 347-857-4302. And once again, I just got a, you know, from the creator or the executive producer, whatever title you guys will best think fits me from my standpoint. This is definitely one of the best shows, one of the best ideas I've come up with, and it's a great thing, it's a great turnout. So I just have to give my gratitude and my thanks to all Bobs, from Boss Bob, Miss Nikki Bobs, and all the Bobs in between, because without the collective effort of all of us, there would be no, you know, All Bobs Radio. And of course, big, big shout out to all those who tune in religiously, who are rocking with us and everything. So definitely it's a big shout out, and none of us would be everywhere for you guys. So I appreciate that you guys are rocking with us. And I just hope everything, we keep going, and here's to more shows as I'm getting everything pretty much up to par. So please, Bobs ladies, don't kill me. Still working it out. We're pretty much at 60% up and running, still doing the damn thing. All right. Like I said, hit us up, 347-857-4302 if you want to get on air. Just press the number one. You know, let's just keep it. You know, keep it funky, keep it fun, keep it classy, sassy, and anything that, you know, just keep it respectful, even though we get real loose and reckless with the mouth and everything. But that's just what we do here. All right, let's see if we're pretty much back up there. And like I said, please bear with me, working things out, and I just didn't want to leave you guys with idle airspace. And it looks like, yeah, we are pretty much just back up there. So big shout out for bearing with us, episode 2 of All Bobs Radio. And yes, we are 100% back up and running. So it's good to go. Call us, hit us up, people in the chat room, Let's keep it going. You know, let's fire this up. We still got about a good 50 minutes left in showtime. So we still talking the fashion do's and don'ts, but we don't want the people to, you know, be dressed in. And I believe the homie in Arkansas, he pretty much hit the nail on the head by saying, yo, you know how you look, you know, do it, you know, have some common sense. Like, it's cool to have your own little fashion sense and your sense of style, whatever you want to call it, but let's, you know, have some common sense. Like, if you know you don't look right in hot pink spandex, you know, don't wear hot pink spandex. Or, you know, if you know, you know, you can use a couple sit-ups, you know, you shouldn't wear a halter top. You know, it's, you know, simple things like that that keep it going and will have everybody happy pretty much. You know, and I'm actually getting kind of perturbed that my switchboard has kind of not crashed, but is at a standstill. But that just shows that there's just a big ass turnout. And I have full control over my switchboard again. I know y'all tired of me talking. Y'all tuned in to hear all Bob's, not this nigga. So without further ado, I will bring the ladies back. We're bringing them in now. Let me see. Let me find Miss Angel. There she is. There we go. Hey, Angel. Now let's see if I can find Miss Nick Barbs. Yes, she's there too. So we're all back live and running.
Hey.
Yes, we're all back live and running.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm here.
It's all good. And, you know, like I just said, I just had to show my gratitude to you guys, man. You guys are really taking this thing, and y'all just ran with it, you know.
Thank you, Black. And I also want to just, like I always say, if it wasn't for you, you know, I wouldn't have this opportunity to have my own radio show, which is All Barbs Radio, and have the lovely Miss Boss Barbs, Angel, at Angel Love Tweets as my co-host. You know, she does so much. Like, she's behind the whole, she's the owner of All Barbs. And All Barbs, I'm pretty sure y'all probably keep saying, like, well, what is this All Barbs? I know you see the hashtags and everything, but it's definitely a positive female movement that we are taking way above and beyond Twitter. Like, Twitter is just one of our marketing and branding tools for us to get ourselves out there. But, you know, we're doing, I started this show. I plan on doing many different other things, and having the ladies that the group that are in the group, you know, do things and, you know, just help spread the word, positiveness. Everybody's their own female. I always just say it doesn't matter what you do, who you are, if you strip, just it's do what you do. Just always be a woman first. And that's just, you know, Angel who always definitely uplift and always put people on about what we do. So if anybody has any questions or anything about All Barbs movement, they could definitely hit up Angel Love Sweets. I'm the CEO of that team. But definitely she has all the key points in everything that we do and what we stand for. And if there are lady listeners that want to join, just hit us up. We definitely have a lot of things in store for you ladies. We're throwing a whole bunch of parties. We're here to help you if you want somebody to talk to. If you're a mother and you don't know what postpartum depression is, call up either me or Angel. We have kids. And we'll definitely, like, let you guys know, you know, talk to you, be here if you never had anybody to talk to. So thank you, Blacks, for letting us even have a segment on your show at Pregame Radio, and I definitely do appreciate it from the bottom of my big, big, big red juicy heart.
You know what? It's not often when, you know, especially on Twitter, Facebook, whatever the social media wave is at that point in time, where you come across a team that's more about the betterment or the empowering just, you know, women around them, and not even those around them, but those that they won't even see in real life for a long time coming. But, you know, you guys are, they step up and talk to women about their, you know, relationship problems and all that. Even though we joke and bullshit a lot on the show, but at the end of the day, the old bar movement is actually still there to help and to be there for women who feel they have nowhere to go or feel that there's no one in that position.
Yeah, we can help offer you services because we network and we're connected with a lot of different people and we're affiliated with, like, you know, a lot of different other nonprofit organizations, groups. So, you know, if there are ladies out there that need places to go with their kids, like, definitely hit us up because, you know, you might actually end up getting a spot to live in with you and your child, not on the streets or anything like that, because, you know, like I said, again, we know a lot of people. I know a lot of people, and I'm definitely just here to help. So about it.
That's pretty much what it do. Now we got some more stuff, and I'm not gonna lie, this one artist, Beast Mode Run, like, I haven't heard any of him. Like, I've seen him buzzing all over Twitter, you know what I'm saying? So I'm actually kind of anxious to see what he has and what he's about. But before I do that, let me see if we can get back a couple of the callers from before. I guess they'll probably end up calling it back, but let's see. Matter of fact, Ziggy Boss, as I go through this, I know there's other stuff, and Angel, I know there's other stuff that, you know, you guys don't like seeing on the fellas, you know, because we've been going ham on the ladies since the start of the show.
Which I've been making some valid key points of what the ladies are, because those are all things that I'm pretty sure that I would have said, and I'm a female too. Like, just with the same things you don't do. Like, if you go in the store, ladies, and you buy these 6-inch, 7-inch, 5-inch heels because they look nice and they match your outfit, stick it out for the whole night that you put it on. Your feet might hurt because they're new shoes and you got to break them in, but do not take them off and walk around the club in your bare feet where everybody spills liquor on. Don't walk out the club with them shits in your hands, in your feet. It's that's just so annoying to me. It really is. But as far as the men, I like men that are neat, that are well put together, that are, you know, their pants are not sagging, if they're not underneath their ass. I like men that are just put together well, nice, and, you know, everything is fitting. Tailor fitted, like, that's me. That's the type. That's what I like. That's a do for me for men. Like, you know, your nice little jeans that are fitted, your t-shirts, your button ups, your whatever, your polos, whatever. Everything is just neat. Nothing is hanging out. No, you don't see the extra wrinkle from the extra big t-shirt that you have on. None of that. Like, I just, when it comes to men, though, men don't have as much, you know, accessories and all that women have. So with them, it's just like, yeah, like, keep it simple. And then that way I don't feel like anybody can have anything really much to say. I don't know how Boss Barb feels about that, though.
Boss Barb, how you feeling about that? Did we lose Boss Barb? Well, I know she says she'll be in and out doing her thing as far
That's
as administrative
right.
stuff goes.
That, yes, and it's actually 9 o'clock, right? So, yeah.
So it is me, Brooklyn Black, and the Boss Bob. So, yes, I'm in the co-host / engineer seat for the next 45 minutes. I'm loving it.
Oh, boy.
You know, don't say it like that. You know, you got people thinking I'm a bad guy and stuff, you know. But
you're not a bad guy. You're just Black. Brooklyn Black, my sweetie.
347-857-4302. Let's see. I think Ms. A wants to chime in and say something. What's up, Ms. A?
Hey, Miss A, how are you? So, how are you feeling right now? I know you came in early and gave us your little whole rendition on what the female fashion is and the men's fashion is, but how are you this evening? I know you do a lot, and I would like for you to also let the people know who you are to me and what you do, you know, things of that nature.
Well, I am Nikki Boss's assistant. I also do events. Anything, I can do it. I am the coordinator for Big Wood Management. I just want to give a shout-out. One shout-out. I'm sorry, that's what I do. Oh, yeah, rest in peace, Donna Summers, today. She passed away. My condolences.
Yo, last dance was my joint. I don't care about anybody else.
Wait, which one?
That Last Dance? What is it? Last Chance? What those last
dance? Yeah, Last
Dance.
Yeah, this is the
Last
Dance.
Miss Lee, I will be old school. What? But yeah,
I love it, though.
Shout out to all Barb, Sandy Girls, Big Boy Management, Miss Roxy Blue, and she's still listening.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Even if she's not, it's all good.
Because you know she don't get enough shout-outs, she's going to cuss somebody out.
I want to shout out
Carlos.
About Carlos? Yeah, definitely shout out to Carlos, man. Like,
it might be. Oh, my
what? You know, what we do. You know, I've been to many different showcases and showcase after showcase from New York to the DMV area to Connecticut to all over. I'm everywhere, and you know, it just we always everybody's rapping. Nobody is trying to use the voice that you know deep within and bring it out. And to always hear some R&B is really, 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 really cool. I love it. I loved it. And the liveness was extra for me.
Yeah.
I think I'll be tweeting them.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But I want to get more back on the topic, though, about, you know, the do's and the don'ts, because I really would like to know so that way I don't play myself thinking I'm all cute and walk outside and y'all be like, oh, that's a don't.
And we will definitely let you know.
And I would like for you to let me know. But I'm trying to avoid that, though. Definitely trying to avoid that.
Men, how about a belt?
I also want to just shout out also to, I don't know if he's listening. He's supposed to be listening, but another one of my artists at Fly Guy Rome, you know, Capital Kid, look out for him. I be promoting some of his stuff on Twitter. If you do see at Fly Guy Rome, that's definitely him. And take the time out to click on the link, you know, it's a song, just like how you guys are listening now to everybody else, you know, you could do the same thing off air, you know, on your phone, just click on the link, because these people really do take their time and their dedication to do what they do, and then just to get a simple feedback from one of us, just to let them know that what they're doing is okay, and he's definitely somebody that I'm putting my energy into, and he better listen to me, because I'm not playing any more games. For real. But definitely shout out to Fly Guy Rome. He's actually going to be interviewed by Brooklyn Black on his show with
Saturday.
The Pregame Radio on Saturday. So hopefully my artist gets pregame approved, because all of my artists that's ever been on Pregame Radio with Brooklyn Black have pregame approved, which is at Roxy Blue, at D Dave, you know. So I'm definitely voting, and I'm definitely really, really, really going hard for Rome, because he definitely got the potential, and he really loves this shit. Like, he really goes hard. He annoys me all the time with this, but that's because he really has a passion for it, and I can only but attract to him like a magnet, because I'm the same way, you know? So, basically, shout out to everybody that sent their music and everything like that. Definitely, I'm loving it. Just keep sending it into the email address that I've been posting, CEO Nikki Barbs@gmail.com or Pregame Radio. They both come to all the same people. So it doesn't matter. All right. No, so it doesn't really matter. You know what I'm saying? And,
Let's get to this next caller. It's All Bars Radio. And I don't know what it was, but I heard, you know, Miss A start talking, and then you got in it, and that just gave me like a shot of adrenaline. Like, you know, I'm an ant now. I'm ready to do this. But, let's get to the next call. The last four digits, 8825. What's going down? You're live on All Bars Radio with Miss Nikki Barbs and Miss A and myself. Who you are? Where you calling from?
Yo, it's your boy Young Grown. Holla at me.
Hey, Fly Guy.
Let's go.
Not that I'm over here talking about you, so you know what
that
means. And I'm pretty sure. Yes, so you already know what it is.
Yeah, you already know. What's up, though?
Nothing. I'm just happy and excited to work with you. You know, you got the feel of me right now, so I don't have to keep saying that. But, you know, just please keep doing what you're doing. I'm here to support you. I'm here to support you 100% in anything that you do. And I'm also going to push you out there as much as I can. And I just want you to let everybody know that's listening, because a lot of people are listening right now. Like, let them know who you are, where they can find you at, you know, let them know. And I also want you to go on the topic for tonight of the do's and don'ts, the fashion do's and don'ts of 2012.
The fashion do's and don'ts of 2012?
Yes. All right,
what do you not want to see shorties rocking, yo?
What I don't want to see shorties rocking? Uggs in the summer. Smoke for that.
Ooh, thank you.
Uggs. Just smoke for that. But, it's Uggs.
Yes.
Uggs.
Actually, Uggs are supposed to be worn in the spring and fall.
Oh.
But we're
in the
summer, though. Like he said, for summertime, though. Like he doesn't want to see them in summer. He could deal with them in the fall, in the spring, maybe. But, like, summertime, though, like your ankles are hot and sweaty.
Definitely.
They got to be.
Sweating.
And that's not a good look.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can only imagine, like, her feet got to smell like old Funyuns or something, like. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because
it's not like Shorty, she's wearing Uggs and like she's in the car with the AC and she's driving point A to point B. These are chicks, they putting in miles on their feet. Like, they walking from 125th Street to 145th.
Oh,
nah.
They on the subway just perspirating.
Oh, my goodness.
You know.
But, Rome, like, let everybody know, you know, who you are, what you do, and what to look out for, who you're going to be opening up for. Like, come on, like,
I'm saying, it's your boy, Capital K. You can follow me at Fly Out Rome. I got an up-and-coming show coming up on May 25th at the Chance Theater in Poughkeepsie, open up for Tiger. The tickets is on sale now. Follow me, and you can get all the information.
Yes, and
okay,
if anybody has any
information,
we're excited about that. So, yeah, so
definitely,
like, tickets are on sale now. So if anybody has, if anybody wants to come out and support or just come to the show itself, like, definitely hit us up or hit me up, and I'll let him know, and we can do what we need to do so that you guys can be there. Yeah, thank you again.
I also got that food for thought coming, too. I say
you definitely do.
The end of the month, you should have that food for thought, and Rome's World is coming right after that, so it's grind time.
Grind time, let's get it. Front line.
Let's get it going. Good looking out, Rome, for the check in. You know what I'm saying? Saturday night, you already know it's on. We are in the building doing the damn thing.
I can't wait to get up there, bro.
All right,
okay.
All right, later.
347-857-4302 is All Bars Radio, hosted by Nick Bars. Oh, look like Angel's back. What's up, Angel?
I've been back. I don't know what was going on. I've heard everything y'all said.
Yo, so why when I said what's going on, Boss Vibes, it was quiet.
I never got clicked back in from when the technical difficulties was going on.
And everybody clicked in. That's not the here nor there.
I wasn't clicked in. But I'm here now.
Miss Roxy, what's up?
I just wanted to let y'all know that Uggs were actually made for the summertime for the Australian women that were surfers.
I believe it.
Yeah, no, seriously. After they came from surfboard or whatever, they'll put their feet in it so it can soak up all the water in and they're comfortable. So that's where Uggs originally started from and the purpose behind it.
Did
right
you just
after that? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. But
well,
okay, but who in New York City is fucking surfing?
Because you all are saying basically, oh, I know their feet are hot, but in actuality, they soak up the moisture from their feet.
So, do you wear Uggs in the summertime?
Not in the summer. Like, it's too hot for that. Probably going into summer, but not summertime.
Okay.
Did you just Google that, though? Did you just Google that information about the Australian woman?
No, it's just a Snapple fact. Just in case you ever go on Jeopardy, you know these things. You know what I'm saying? That might be the million-dollar question. You never know.
You never know.
If that happens, I win, I swear I will give you a cut, Roxy.
No, you're not. Don't believe it.
I will give her a cut of $1,000,000. I give her $1.50. Ain't shit.
No, $1.50. What is $1.50? I can't even buy no MAC lip gloss with that. Like, are you serious?
You can't even get $1 out the beauty supply because it's gonna be $1.59, nigga. You need one more. You need some more cents after that. You. Come on, Black. Come on now.
You know, I take care of y'all. But, yo, y'all barbs and the pretty girl swag, y'all motherfuckers are expensive, right?
Pretty girl swag.
Like I tell them, pound sign, as if.
As if, ho.
Y'all are expensive. Roxy talked about MAC lip gloss, and I know that shit is like fucking damn near $30 a tube.
$20
a year.
I
didn't
know that. No, I didn't know that. It's like $14.50 plus tax. With tax, actually. It's not all that.
$15
for
trusting?
See, you can get all four of us one bottle. Oh, then that's different. It's going to add up.
Let
shit.
It
add. I'll get y'all one, too, but y'all can share that shit.
Do you not see all Nikki lips? Do you not see those lips?
Yeah, them lips, yo, that should be gone.
Y'all are crazy. That was so crazy.
It's all radio 3478574302. We're gonna get into another joint, and then I'm gonna play some Roxy because I just love her music. I am an ink junkie, so
I wanna get some Roxy Blue Bitch.
Yeah, all that stuff too, because you know I can't say half the shit they say. So we gonna get into it. This next joint comes from Beast Mode Rock. This is Beast Mode Ron, pardon me. This is In the Club, and we'll be right back with some Roxy Blue music. You heard? And it's All Bars Radio.
All Bars.
I hit the club, throwing dollar bills. Hit me pushing coupes, got me going and feeling chill. I'm smoking on that kill, I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel. Oh yeah, I'm feeling fresh, stand back and watch me touch. I'm swagger right, started when I ring up in the blood. I'm smoking on that kill, I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel. Step off in the club, niggas hating, hoes digging. Got a nigga lady on the nigga lady digging. Have a pussy popping, sipping Remy, watch it strip. Dance, take her to the spot. Been her over 3 points, stand suicide, go. I call it kamikaze. Diamond set and flash. Net like paparazzi.
I got him.
Cool the one for lies. The roof is stretching, bending back. Bitch, you got the truth. I'm the truth. Nigga, straight back. I do what the fuck I want. I do what I feel. You do what you can, can't respect it, that ain't real. I stunt, shine ball, Kobe Jordan, Pippin Rose, cinematic swag, take a picture, stop, pose. I hit the club, throwing dollar bills. Hit me with the goose, got me going and feeling chill. I'm smoking on that kill, I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel. Oh yeah, I'm feeling fresh, stand back and watch me touch. I'm swagger right, started when I ring up in the blood. I'm smoking on that kill, I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel. On the main attraction,
they watch
the other nigga better up. I did not get out the park and go and turn the pressure
up.
Watch me see the click, we move just like the mafia. Close cast of black setting, bro, we Jimmy Hoffa. And it's awful, huh? I'm dealing with the wordplay, deadly kicking it. You can call me Sensei, bitch, press up in the booth. Can't array the bar. No need an introduction, baby. They know who we are. Got a couple styles sitting in my Louis backpack. Atlanta Falcon fitted. But the chopper got a snapback. Cadillac is flatback. Mismatch, rim click, clack, bim. Leah with mismatch, limp. I hit the club, throwing dollar bills. Hit me with the goose, got me going and feeling chill. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind. Feeling how I feel. Oh yeah, I'm feeling fresh. Stand back and watch me touch. I'm swagger right, started when I ring up in the blood. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind. You ain't feeling how I feel. I don't want your bitch. I just like to borrow. Ain't no need to whine, bro. I give her back tomorrow. Post it with a mile. Yellow bone, red bone, dark skin, thick.
sold it, all the cars is kitty. Racks and rubber fingers, right? Hold up by the Yola. Paint your finger blizzard, but there is embracing cola.
Cola.
Standing on the bar. Pouring liquor in the crowd. Now a nigga LOL laughing on the loud. By this tragic Chevy, I'd rather have the Mozzie. 15 steady beat, steady kicking, no karate.
I hit the club,
throwing dollar bills. Hit me with the goose, got me going and feeling chill. I'm smoking on that kill, I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel. Oh yeah, I'm feeling fresh, stand back and watch me cut. I'm swagger right, solid with I ring up in the blood. I'm smoking on that kill, I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel.
Attention everyone, I need you on the dance floor like right now. We're about to have some fun. It's Roxy Blue, let's get 'em. My, look at I, all my girls match my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My, look at I, always trying to cuff my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. 10-4, I'm so fly, blast off, no earth in sight. I'm so on another level, hit like me, I'm trying to tell them. My girls be pretty girl rock, pumps on feet that you can't top. My baby say he likes to score me, your man be on me so horny. I show him please fall back, don't give it up just like that. Yes I am a little cocky, living this life, who gon' stop me? Learn this, here's a lesson, pussy is power and blessing. Who won the world, I'm questioning. My, look at I, all my girls match my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My, look at I, always trying to cuff my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. This here is for all my queens, we don't walk, we glide on scene. We leave marks that can't be reached, we do things that you can't dream of. My girl so pretty like dogs, attitude mean. Rough like dogs, take off from her man, no doubt. Then I fix her up and make her stand out. Put her on my team, tell her keep her hand out. Never open up a door, see what that man about. Never kiss him on the lips and keep your bank zip. Always keep a few bills in your bag off rip. I don't see him, no line of scrimmage. No seeds, green spinach. Who me? I deal it. Full house, I'm winning. My, look at I, all my girls match my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My, look at I, always trying to cuff my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine.
My, we are back on All Bars Radio with the
My, I'm on cloud nine. I am, as a matter of fact, just letting everybody know, get like me. But definitely love that. Shout out to my artist, Maxi Blue. I love her so much, and she just, every time I hear her music, she just enlightens me, and I'm just so happy, and I can't wait to get Fly Guy Rome's music spinning like that, and everybody else that I plan on working with in the near future.
347-857-4302 is All Bars Radio. Angel's in the building. I'm here. You know, your man Brooklyn Black and Nikki Bob's holding it down as always. We got a couple more callers in the building that want to say hi to y'all. Last four digits, 8654. What's going down? You're live on All Bars Radio. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Mariah, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Elijah from Chicago.
Hey. Hi.
How are you, love?
I'm phenomenal. How are you?
I'm feeling good.
trying to get to Phenomenal, but I can't complain. I'm doing the radio show for you guys tonight, so I'm feeling, you know, good about that.
Okay.
So do you have, like, do you have anything to say on the whole topic of tonight's show about fashion do's and don'ts for men or women? Is there anything that you wouldn't want to see a guy walking around the street, or, you know, wearing in the summertime in your area?
Yes. Like, I don't like guys that sag their pants and, like, have dirty boxers. That is just so disgusting.
It is very disgusting. Dirty boxers? Damn.
Yo, wait, how you sagging with dirty drawers?
It happens. It happens, and I don't understand that. I don't understand the whole pants sagging anyway. I don't see how men can walk straight, like, with their, like, I don't see how, like, you know, you could sit down and have, like, your two cheeks, like, touch, like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I just always felt like it was just so weird, like, when dudes sit down on something and they're just literally sitting on, like, their boxers and their pants is, like, underneath the chair.
And for those who don't know, you young guys, I'm going to educate you guys on the whole sagging thing. Sagging thing originated in the pen, because those know in the pen they take your belt, your shoestrings, anything that you can use to hang yourself. So, of course, you couldn't get your pants up, so they sagged. Also, when the pants were sagging, that was a notice to the other inmates that you were nobody's bitch, which means you were primed to get, you know, get it done to you and you become somebody's bitch. So if you just walk around prison with your pants sagging, that means come lights out, you were getting a dick in the butt. So all you guys that want to sag and do all that now, know where the shit come from. You know what I'm saying? Do some research. Like, the internet makes shit so accessible. Like, hey, Google, Wikipedia. You know what I'm saying? Find out about the shit you doing before you just do it because you see a rapper do the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Learn what you doing. And I might even, matter of fact, I may even post it through Twitter, but I'm going to post the actual link with the interview with this inmate who was talking about how the pants were sagging and all that, and his words were either it could go the easy way, it could go the hard way. So, you know, you tough and you sagging outside, see what happens when you behind the wall, man. So cut that shit out, period. Like, sagging sucks, and I want to give a shout out to Connecticut because they be giving niggas tickets for sagging.
For real?
Yes, if you walk around Connecticut with your pants hanging off your ass, you will get a ticket.
Damn.
So that's a, you know, that's a little get to, you
information.
Know,
thank
fact,
you.
You know.
I think you should post that link, though, and I'll retweet it just in case for those who aren't listening or missed it or whatever the case may be who's not enlightening on that information. But, yeah.
Well, matter of fact, hell, even so I don't have to post it, y'all can hit Google, YouTube, and just type Felice Johnson.
Definitely,
just search Felice Johnson. Like, this, that's probably like one of the most famous inmates out just because of that interview he did. You know what I'm saying?
And he
goes on about it. You know, so definitely search Felice Johnson. Actually, they spoofed him on the Boondocks. So, like, you know, he done blown up, but the shit he's speaking is, you know, that's real shit. That's how it goes back, you know, in the pen. But, Mr. Lai from Chicago, you want to get any shout-outs out or anything like that?
I would like to give a shout-out to my mom because, like, she's always there for me, even when my daddy is not. So she plays the mom and the dad.
Aw, shout-out to Mom Dukes.
Yeah, shout-out to Mom Spirit who do that, you know what I'm saying, who do the role because, you know, some niggas ain't shit and they be acting like they ain't shit. So shout-out to the moms who pick up the slack and they do everything that they got to do and still take care of home. So all of the moms doing their thing, I definitely salute y'all. I love y'all.
Thank you.
All right, but thank you for calling and supporting the All Bars movement. And keep rocking, us. We'll have some more stuff for you indeed. All right, Mr. Lyon from Chicago.
All right. All
right, cool.
All right, good night, love. Thank you.
Let's get to the next one. Last four digits, 0954. What's going down? You are live and direct on All Bars Radio.
What up?
What up?
Who is this, bro? What up, sir?
Hey, what it do? How are you?
I'm scary. I'm cooling out here in this hot-ass sun.
What's going on?
Nothing. You always, I'm trying to have you call in. So like, let's not get off topic. The topic, fashion do's and don'ts of 2012. Like, let me hear what you got to say about that.
Some fashion do's and don'ts.
Yes.
Let me see. I guess I do females and males. First of all, for females, I'm gonna do females first. Tank tops, just you think you can just walk outside with a tank top on and think you dressed and it's supposed to be cute. It's not at all from a guy's point of view. That shit ain't sexy. You know what I'm saying? It might be easy for you to just pick up and wear, but it's not hot at all. So that's a definitely don't. And for dudes, man, if you know your foot is like super huge, don't go get no retro Jordan or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just look like some big ass boats, and it's not what's happening at all.
I agree.
So that's them my don'ts. Don't really knock nobody though.
11 fellas, don't be buying new Jordans.
My man said it best. If you oversize 11, just leave the Jordans to the 10 and under. Leave that to us. But no size 11s.
Thank you. Well, I definitely agree with you, bro, 100% on that, because, like, yeah, it do be looking weird and stuff. And honestly, I just think, if you can't help it, everybody with big feet, though, they still be trying to get the latest fashion, too. And, they can't help it if they have big feet, but there are shoes to make your feet,
exactly.
Not look so big and noticeable. Yeah, it definitely is, bro. Definitely is. But I just want to make sure that you were good.
Huh?
I just want to make sure you was good today, though, because, I've been seeing you all day.
Yeah, I'm cool. I've been a little busy, today. I got my little sister with me, so I've been a little caught up and couldn't really be in the mix like I wanted to.
It's cool. Thank you again for calling.
Good looking. Thank you for the call.
Always.
Keep supporting your sis, because she's going to be doing this thing. She's going to take this to new plateaus and levels and shit.
Yes, I am. Thank you for calling.
Keep
on
rocking with her. No problem.
All right, so let's keep doing it. All right, we got, the call lines are really pumping, and that's what's up. Last four digits, 5003. What's good? You're live on All Bars Radio. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
This Champ Diva. What up, Tish?
Hey, Champ. What's going down, Diva? How you doing?
What's up, Brooklyn? I'm in the building.
Yes, you are.
Some love.
Thank you. And I definitely got your DM, too, so I'm definitely going to help you about how you can go about getting more of that. So I got you. And thank you, Champ. So what you have to say about the topic for tonight, on the fashion do's and don'ts of 2012?
I don't agree with that be dad. I do agree with mother that take responsibility on both sides. What else can I say? Not with love, baby. I'm just doing me.
That's what's up. But I know. Thank you. Well, I know that you do your thing.
You know what I mean? So
that's cool. Just tell the people who you are and what you do.
Back on the phone.
Well, Chad, what do you do?
Hello?
Let people know about your movements and your projects and stuff. Let us know what you're doing.
Okay. I'm an artist. Been out since 94. Champ MC solo. Had a group called Deadly Venoms. I promote shows. I'm an A&R for G2G, Kevin Colvin. Basically, I'm just doing me, living my life. Still doing my music. Still got to keep it moving and take care of my two shorties.
Okay. Well, let everybody know, so you can get your followers up, because, let everybody know where they can find you on Twitter so they can follow you after this.
I can't really hear you, but I heard a little something. Champ Diva 73 at Twitter. Champ Diva 73 on Facebook.
Okay, so everybody follow. Subscribe to her on Facebook. You know, she might not add all y'all because I don't know if she's friendly like that, but definitely keep up with her. Find out what she, you know, keep up with her, see what she's doing, support her movement just like, you know, here we support everybody who rocks and supports with us, you know. So, Champ, please,
yeah,
thank you for calling in.
Anything got to do with music, as long as it's good. Anything positive, I'm promoting.
Thank you.
I
got to
show y'all love,
love
because a lot of people just don't do what y'all doing and y'all going hard, and I appreciate that.
Thank you,
well,
Champ. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you for appreciating us.
Yeah.
I'm really
now,
trying
Sam,
to hear you, but it's like a lot of feedback, so, you know.
Well, if you're listening online, turn your computer down. And if you have us on speaker, you might want to take us off speaker.
Right now.
All right, it's all good. We're going to keep going to the next call, so we still got people. And time is no longer on our side. Well, actually, it is, but we'll still keep going. So keep rocking with us, all right?
Thank you.
No doubt.
Bye.
Next caller, last 4 digits, 3898. What's going on? You're live on All Bars Radio. Let people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Once again, this is your girl, Heavenly 08, shouting you guys out.
What's up, Heavenly?
Hey, Heavenly.
I just wanted to really talk about tonight. I'm prepared tonight about the dudes.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys are talking about the Ashy Hills with the sandals.
Oh, let's get it.
Please don't do that. Grease up your heels, your toes, get them pedicures, cut them hairs on the toes, all that. Please don't walk looking your kind of way. And if you got a best friend, make sure you ask her how you look before you leave out the house. We need them kind of
Ooh.
Friends.
Yes, word. That's what friends are for. Like, and if you ain't got a friend, I'll tell you, like, yo, you ain't looking right, they ain't your friend.
I'm trying to tell you.
And I'm damn sure.
And if you got a
money,
she'll tell you to get that shit waxed.
Like, where, like, you know, you should have that one person, now I'm saying males, females alike, that one person be like, nah, that ain't working for you.
Yeah, that's not the move. That's not the move.
You know, guys do that. You know, and we're in an era full of yes men and yes women. Yo, we got to stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because all the yes men and the yes women, they're the reason why a whole lot of shit flies under the radar and then it gets accepted by society, like, whack-ass music or whack fashion trends because there's somebody, oh, yeah, yeah, that was good. Yeah, 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 that's hot. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stop being
Definitely.
Yes men. Stop being yes women. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't always be
saying
bare
no
feelings and lying.
Saying no sometimes helps.
It helps a
it
whole
does.
Lot.
It actually does. And Heavenly knows, like, we be hitting the clubs and the strip clubs together. Al, shout out. And we, like, yeah, all the time. I'll be like, how do I look? And she'll tell me, no, not that. Or maybe you should put your hair up with that shirt on. But, yeah, she's one that's going to definitely tell you no, boo-boo. So definitely everybody's a friend like Heavenly in their life because she'll let you know. You know what I'm saying? And she's also the same way, too. Let her know how she looks. Like, don't have her tell you you look good and then you turn around and tell her that she don't look good. So thank you. And I hate Ashy. Oh, that it just makes my stomach turn the to see the crust and all of that. Like, it's just disgusting.
And like I was saying, that just still boils down to common sense. Like, come on, people.
Yes.
Like, you know, and also back to what the homie was saying, you know, and that just goes, just because it comes in your size, don't mean you should rock it.
Exactly.
Like, you know, and I'm not busting shots at the big girls, but y'all are the biggest offenders of this shit.
And you just said something about them on Tuesday night. Stop talking about them big girls. Leave them alone.
Leave them alone. Being big and mean. Mm-hmm.
Now, come on now. You've seen it.
It's cool, though, I guess.
It's cool to be comfortable with yourself and love yourself. Like, that's above else, you know what I'm saying? Love yourself, be confident in everything. But, yo, confidence and common sense, they weigh hand in hand. And most people use their better judgment, like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, and it also goes for the skinny ones, too. You know what I'm saying? Just because it comes in a size zero don't mean you should rock it. Because some girls rock in a size zero.
But sometimes that size zero rocks the hell out of it. Don't play.
Now, I'm saying they ain't got the frame for it, and they try to pull it off.
But sometimes,
you know, sometimes they think they doing it, and it's, you know, it's not the move now.
But some skinny girls look better.
But I'm
I mean, some skinny.
Yes, skinny girls, you know, they do rock it better, but sometimes they just don't pull it off.
Wow.
They just don't
It's true.
And it goes the same for the guys, too. Like, yo, not every guy should be wearing those thick strap 50 cent wife beaters. I don't give a damn if you got muscles or not. Like, on most dudes, that shit just looks like a training bra.
That's
like, it's a real out shit. And, you know, some dudes, they don't have muscles, but they ain't got no shoulder definition, so the shoulders be all sloped and shit. But then they got
You gotta have shoulder definition. Like, I think I'll let you talk about when it comes out to shoulder definition, because, like, it's up top, gotta be broad and everything. Like, I mean, and don't put on a wife beater if you don't have, like, you know, if you have like, man boobs and stuff like that, you know, somehow, some way puberty fucked you over and, like, you have flabby chest and you don't have any type of pecs or anything like that. Like, it's just, it don't look right.
Yeah, don't look right.
You know, so, like, yeah, it goes for the men and the women, too. You know, just because it comes to your size don't mean you should rock it.
And also, with females and white beaters, what I've seen a lot lately, too, like, I mean, if you have small chest as a female and you don't want to wear a bra because you don't have big boobs, then, you know, like, that works. But, like, I hate the females with, like, D cups that want to put on a wife beater and with no bra. And nipple prints are just everywhere, her body. And, like, it just, like, put on a bra because overall it's still a shirt. You know what I'm saying? People that don't have chests like that can pull it off because it's not really, you know, like, to me. But when I see females out there with, like, no bra and they have double G chest and they have on a wife beater or a camisole, it doesn't look great.
And also, speaking of women with the chest area, and I know that it's hard for y'all to get the exact size and stuff, but y'all went with the tight bra, and then in the back, it looked like your skin done folded over like three times so you get the motherfucker on.
Oh, shit.
And then y'all want to go outside, and y'all have a white beater on, and then, you know, we see, like, the folds and stuff in the back of the shirt, like, come on, you know, and like I said, I know most of it's hard for y'all to get the exact size, you know what I'm saying? Shit, go half a size up or something.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
On that subject,
and I know,
niggas.
And I know Victoria's Secret, I don't know if they still do it, but I know, yo, they'll measure your boob. Like,
they do. They still do it there. They'll measure you.
And
okay, what
there should be no reason why, let me see, what's the number? 38 B-cup woman is trying to squeeze herself in a 38 A cup bra type shit because the shit look nice.
I definitely feel you. But wait, let me ask you a question though. But like, so if you saw a girl, you know, walking in the street with like some back rolls hanging over her bra, like, but she was beautiful, like, is that gonna make you not talk to her because of the rolls in the back though from the bra? Because you could tell she doesn't have a bra that fits her size.
Well, I'm not like a picky like that. Like, I'm not gonna nitpick. Like, the shit that I'm saying, this is shit that I see on the daily. And really depending on the girl's personality. Like, that's why I'm big on personality. Like, really fuck what you look like. You know what I'm saying? Because sooner or later, whether you take care of yourself or not, like, the looks you have now ain't gonna be pretty much the same looks you're gonna have in like 20, 30 years. So the looks, yeah, it's a bonus, but it's not what it is.
Can I just say one last thing before I hang up?
Sure.
I don't know if y'all said something about the guys with the tight-ass jeans, too. That's not the move.
Oh,
don't wear those.
Fellas, please stop wearing skinny jeans.
I like, it depends on what you define tight. Like, I like to see men, like, I'm attracted to men.
Fitted and tight. Now, when they tight, and you can see the motherfucking leg imprints, and you can barely take a little piece and pinch it, that means them shit is fucking tight. You could barely sit down. Now, when it's fitted, that means it's on your ass with a belt. You're on a nice shirt. You looking, you know what I'm saying, casual.
I feel you. I've seen the, you know, I've seen what you're talking about, the real, like, skin tight, like, skinny jean, leggings, jeggings, whatever you want to call it on men, and maybe having it tucked in some of their sneakers or boots or whatever, but I mean, like, I guess, again, it's all on how you define tight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would use the word tight fitting, you know what I'm saying? But
I don't like it to be like how my jeans are, how my jeans fit me. I don't think the man that I'm dealing
okay.
with dating.
Well, I say it like this then. Stop going shopping with your girlfriend. Leave it that way, okay? Stop shopping in the girl's store.
I feel
go
you.
Go to the men's stores. Go to the big and tall, big and fat. Stop wearing your girl jeans, okay?
And on top of that, and fellas, like I know y'all skinny niggas, y'all like to wear skinny jeans and shit. But if you're wearing skinny jeans, which are supposed to be, you know, tight fit and shit, it makes no sense for y'all to be sagging up shit. You walk around looking like you shit your pants.
Yeah.
Like, come on, for real. You know, and that's real shit. And I was actually really hoping somebody was gonna call in and say something before I do, because me personally, men shouldn't wear skinny jeans. That's just, you know, how I feel. Like, I came up in an era where, you know, baggy jeans or loose-fitting jeans was the shit. So when everybody got all tight and all that, I was lost in translation. I'm like, what's this shit popping? You know, because, like I said, I come from an era, you know, baggy jeans, baggy shorts, you know, Tim's, whatever. And I know.
And he also comes from the area where if you say the word dub, he's going to think like you're going to try to dub on him, like you're going to put your rear end to the groin area. Like, he doesn't know that sometimes if you say the word dub, it means like, all right, like you just basically just like ignored me, totally just pulled me off.
Like, you ain't got to be revealing my age now and shit.
I'm just saying. Just taking it back to errors.
You know, but that's you know, that's the way I can. Yeah, that's the era I came up in. You know what I'm saying? You know, men, they wore the jeans. The ladies wore the tight shit. That's what it was. The ladies wore the tight shit, you know, because we like to see them in tight, you know, tight pants and all that. But it's all Barb's Radio, and, of course, y'all already know time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah,
and I want to thank everybody who was rocking with us tonight, Miss Roxy Blue, Angel. I want to give a shout-out to Miss A., everyone who called in, Chicago, Virginia, Tennessee, Arkansas, to the homie Carlos, Mike D, who sung live on air. We had two singers on air, which is definitely, definitely dope. And if you missed anything, you know, definitely hit us up. We'll definitely send you the link, of course, and actually in about 10 minutes after we go off air, the link will be available for playback so you guys can go back and listen to everything. 347-857-4302, of course, is always our number. Tune in to us tomorrow night. I'm back at the helm at this time where we're going to have Ace Center coming through, hitting up some of his shit. And Saturday, we got Fly Guy Room in the building. Pre-game radio spoken word is definitely taking off on the 25th and 26th, so if anyone wants to share their poetry, share their work, get at me. I'll definitely give you your slot, and we get the spoken word thing going. And as always, in closing, I always say, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clam. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive. We want you back the next go-around. You already know All Bars Radio will be back Tuesday night, 8 p.m., you know, and just keep following us on Twitter, pregame_radio, Brooklyn Black, Angel Love Tweets, How's Your Head Gang, Sexy Miss A. Or matter of fact, just search the hashtag All Barbs, ALBARBZ.
Basically.
Just search that hashtag and you will find everyone involved with that movement. If you're not down with it, like I said, please join up. Step up to them. It's about time because, you know, you guys join all these Twitter clubs and groups who's all about Twitter beefing and all that. So get up on something that means something finally, you know what I'm saying? At least put some type of meaning to your tweets, get some community service out there done, stuff that the All Barbs are doing, you know, and that's why 100 times over I say I stand behind them, you know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, I love the All Barbs. I think I'm like the first male All Barbs, like motherfucking member Ken, however you want to call it. But I'm rocking with these ladies here and you know, I rock with them. I love them all. You know, I love them daily. And also, All Barbs on the check-in, All Barbs on Twitter. I want All Barbs fan pics, all right? If y'all know how to do fan pics, go to the pregame radio group on Facebook. I got an example on there. Y'all ain't got to do it just like that, but, hey, I won't be mad if you did.
With words on boobs? Yeah.
Yes, words on boobs, words on booties, out of, you know. You can, let's get the fan pics going. Let's get the fan pics going for the All Bars Radio Show. So, fellas, you know, you want to throw a sign up, you know, how y'all niggas do fresh out the gym, y'all muscles is all, you know, out there and put up, I love all bars or I love Nick bars or whatever, you know, do that and we'll definitely showcase it and get your work out there. And one thing I'll do, the best Brooklyn, I Love Brooklyn Black or I Love Pregame Radio fan pick that I get, the best one will be my Twitter abby for a whole month. So definitely, you know, get the crayons, the markers, the Sharpies, whatever you got to do, get that shit going and send them out to us. And that's just about it. And once again, just keep rocking with the All Bars movement. Follow the Pregame Radio, you know what I'm saying, movement, because as you see, we're heading to bigger and better things to the point where y'all going to hear us on that radio dial real, real soon. And I'm also in talks with that. But I ain't going to take up much more of y'all Thursday night. I know y'all, most of y'all need to go to work, school, and shit tomorrow. So you guys have a good one, and y'all just be cool, and I'm going to let y'all out with this track here.
Siraj, I got you, boy. OT, I was first with the cane that came in the Kia. Bought my first gold chain with the Rhea. OG had the rain, we up. This around the time it was Dame and Aaliyah. I was in the X, now I feel I'm in Charlotte's web. Like North Carolina internet, we here for the salad. Don't let us vinaigrette. Block work, TBM, dog, I'm finna threat. It don't depend, I intend to pin it best. Sorry if I offend the rest, but Siraj told me said it. Mirage, bet it. Treat it like a menage and get wedded. Let's shoot around, you regret it. I'll be around for the crashes. Competition can't compete. I'm coming now. Control, alt, delete.
Yeah, it's All Bars Radio. Miss Nikki had already left the studio, but she did not want me to leave the studio without letting everyone on deck know to please tweet her and say goodnight. You know, just wish her a good night, tweet her, tell her what you thought of the show. The show will be up for playback in a couple minutes, and I definitely appreciate everybody still rocking with us. But, hey, everybody go to sleep. Get some sleep and shit, you know, chill. All Bars Radio will be back on Tuesday, and I'll be in the building tomorrow night, 10 p.m., for pregame radio. You already know how it goes, all right? Like I said before, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for scam. Protect your clan. Don't let nobody tell you no. Keep going. Pursue your dreams. You know what I'm saying? And just have fun and love, laugh, live, and all that good shit, all right? And I'm out of here. Be safe, people. See y'all tomorrow night. And for the All Boss fans, we'll see you back on Tuesday. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.